Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our weekly roundup section called This Week on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. We've got lots of interesting words and phrases to help you talk about football in English.
We want you to use and practice these phrases by interacting with Premier League fans from around the world in our comment section.
If you listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can leave your comments in the review section. We do read all the reviews and would love to hear from you.
You can find all our latest content on the Premier Skills English homepage or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page.
Let's start with our headlines.
Liverpool beat Palace in 7-goal thriller.
Liverpool beat Crystal Palace by 4-3 to maintain their 4-point lead at the Premier League summit. That lead looked in danger when Andros Townsend scored a fantastic breakaway goal for Palace, and when the team from London equalised in the second half to make it 2-2. However, Liverpool first came back with 2 goals from Mohamed Salah, and then goals from Roberto Firmino and Sadio Mane saw them home. James Milner saw red late on, and Palace grabbed a late consolation goal, but Liverpool hung on to the points.
United in 7th heaven.
Manchester United beat Brighton 2-1 and have now won all 7 games under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Paul Pogba and Marcus Rashford have been in sensational form for the new manager, and it was this pair who grabbed the goals again. Pogba scored a first-half penalty and Rashford scored a brilliant individual goal. United are now only 3 points behind Arsenal and Chelsea in the final Champions League spot.
Wolves and Leicester in Premier League Classic.
The match at Liverpool wasn't the only 4-3 result of the weekend. Wolves and Leicester played one of the games of the season at Molineux. Wolves went into an early 2-0 lead, but Leicester came back with 2 goals of their own in the second half. Wolves went back in front, but Leicester equalised with 2 minutes left to play. It looked like it would be a draw, but then, with virtually the last kick of the game, Diogo Jota scored his hat-trick and Wolves had a dramatic 4-3 win.
I saw the highlights of that match. There were a lot of them.
There were a lot of goals this weekend. 33 of them. Great to watch if you're not a defender.
In our vocabulary alert, we look at some football English that we used in the headlines.
Our 6 words and phrases this week are summit, consolation goal, thriller, to all, to hang on, and to be in 7th heaven.
Let's start with the word summit. Liverpool have a 4-point lead at the Premier League summit. Where is the summit?
The summit is the top of the Premier League table, first place. We usually use summit to describe the top of mountains. The summit of Mount Everest is the world's highest peak, 8,848 metres.
The next phrase is a consolation goal. Crystal Palace were losing 4-2 and scored a consolation goal with the last kick of the game to make it 4-3.
A consolation goal is a goal for the losing team that doesn't affect the result of the match.
The next word is a thriller. When a match is very exciting, the score changes from one side to the other, and there are lots of goals, we often say the match is a thriller.
It's the same word we use to describe stories or films that are exciting and often about crime. They are thrillers.
The next phrase is 2-2. Crystal Palace equalised to make it 2-2 against Liverpool. 2-2 means 2 goals to each team. You can say 1-1, 2-2, 3-3, and so on.
But you can't say nil-all. You say nil-nil or goalless draw.
The next phrase is to hang on. Liverpool had a player sent off and the opposition scored a late goal, but hung on to win.
To hang on is a phrasal verb and, in a football context, means to manage to do something when it's difficult.
The final phrase is to be in seventh heaven. Manchester United are in seventh heaven.
This is an idiom and generally means to be in a very, very happy place.
That's definitely where Manchester United are at the moment. Right, every week we give out three Match Week awards.
The awards are Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Goal of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Let's start with Player of the Week. There were some strong performances in the Premier League last weekend.
Raheem Sterling was great for Manchester City in their 3-0 win at Huddersfield. Laurent Koscielny kept a clean sheet for Arsenal and scored a goal with his shoulder against Chelsea. And Marcus Rashford scored again for Manchester United.
But our Player of the Week is Wolverhampton Wanderers striker Diogo Jota. A hat-trick, including an injury time winner. Brilliant.
What about our Team of the Week? A really difficult choice this week. Two 7-goal thrillers and big wins for Manchester City and Newcastle United. But our Team of the Week is Arsenal. A 2-0 win against Chelsea and the race for the Champions League is wide open.
Finally, Goal of the Week. Another great goal by Marcus Rashford for United. James Ward-Prowse scored a brilliant goal for Southampton. But our Goal of the Week goes to Bournemouth's Callum Wilson. His goal against West Ham was stunning. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Every week, Rich predicts the result of one Premier League match, and we want you to make your prediction too.
This weekend, we have FA Cup matches. So, Match Week 24 is 10 days away. Matches will be played in midweek on the 29th and 30th of January.
And what match are you looking at?
I'm going to predict a tricky away match for Manchester City. City are away to Newcastle United. Newcastle won their last home match 3-0, and there's always a big match atmosphere at St James's Park. City, however, are in really good form and have scored 22 goals in their last four matches and have conceded none. I think this will be a more difficult match than most people expect. I think Newcastle will take the lead, but City will come back and win. My final prediction is Newcastle United 1, Manchester City 2.
I don't know why, but I'm going for a surprise draw. I think it'll finish 2-2.
We'll see. Make your predictions on the page below. You get 1 point if you predict the right result and 3 points if you predict the right score.
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup. Join the discussion at the bottom of the page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.